The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us.
All right, it's that time of the week, Connor. Go in your bag of tricks and pull out some questions that you were speaking to other advisors at our firm. Admin, clients tell us things, prospective clients, and then somehow we put it to you, Connor. I don't get to see these questions. We put it to you, Connor, to go around and get the questions that most people, if they're driving around right now or they're home, probably have the same type of questions, a very similar type of question.
Okay, yeah. I think this definitely applies to lots of people listening, possibly. You know, maybe you're looking to buy a second home or you're looking to just sell your home and relocate to a new one. Do you take out a mortgage? Do you not? So what do you think about mortgage rates upcoming, let's say in the next year or so?
Right. So the administration has been pushing really hard for Fed chair to cut rates to get the housing market going, make it more affordable. Of course, that's a big issue. The thing that's kind of interesting, though, is the Federal Reserve does not control mortgage rates. Okay. It's the 10-year treasury, which hovers around, what do you tell me, Connor, around 4.1 or 4%, whatever the case is. So then your mortgages are close to 6. So look, the Federal Reserve cut rates in September. Most likely the end of October, they'll cut rates. They'll leave rates alone in November, and probably December will cut rates again. But that doesn't mean that, you know, loan rates or the mortgage rates go along the way that. So again, a lot of times they do, but they don't necessarily have to. So as far as predicting where rates are going to go, yeah, I do think they're going to be lower, but it may surprise a lot of people who have been watching mortgage rates for some time that the Federal Reserve may cut rates more than the actual 10-year treasury and where mortgages get priced at. So pretty interesting. So yeah, so if it's a second home, how to finance it, that's a whole different question. But I think for now, the answer would be, yeah, rates are gonna come down, but I don't know if they're gonna make a significant, it's not as if mortgage rates would be at 4.5% sometime next year. I don't see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could take time, no doubt.
Time is on your side.
Yep, okay. So can you mention, you know, a little bit about diversification, say in 2025, been a good year, probably end good year. So do you think people are shooting themselves in the foot by maybe over-diversifying into maybe a 60-40 portfolio or otherwise?
Yeah, look, I think people are shooting themselves, but I don't want to answer this one and give you, Connor, you start with this first. Or do people over-diversify?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think in the S&P 500, there's a lot of sectors. So you have information technology, communication services, healthcare, financials, consumer staples, industrials, materials, utilities. So like there's just a ton of companies within the S&P, of course, 500. But a lot of the time, a large part of the return usually comes from information technology at large. So we try to look in that space generally. And you'll notice most of the largest gainers for the year are in information technology, not particularly in maybe, you know, certain companies can do well, but healthcare didn't do great, or certain industrial stocks may not do great, or utilities. So if you're overexposed to one sector over another, or underexposed to one sector than another, this it can make a big difference throughout the year. And we know, fixed income doesn't, there's no, I guess, capital gain value there. If maybe it's just your comfort level of holding cash versus holding stocks, and that's fine. But we do think there was a huge there is a huge tailwind with artificial intelligence build out. You know, the CEOs of large companies saying we're in like the first couple of years of like a 10-year data center build
Right.
out,
Let's
so on
hope
and
so.
so
Yeah.
forth. It's
Yeah, it's
still
going to take a
early
lot of time
days.
to build out those data. I've been finding more and more people that are over diversified. I know mom told us to diversify. I know dad told us to diversify. I think so, but you'd be careful here because, you know, sometimes I get someone has a 401k, they just left their employer, and they'll send me the statement. And about 90% of the time, they checked off 19 boxes. I mean, like, how are you, you know, small cap growth, mid cap value. Again, I know you're laughing at home. You did it. Raise your hand. A target fund, balance fund, asset allocation fund. Like, the action is large cap growth over here.
Right.
Again, I'm not saying all of it has to be there, but just to give an example, when I'm trying to give an answer to kind of say, you know what? When you have 18 funds, yeah, probably three or four would do really well. Three or four probably do awful, and a whole bunch of others be in the quicksand. So I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to diversification because that's financial planning 101. Yeah, you want to diversify a bit. So again, I'm not from the planet Neptune, but you do want to lean into something that happens once every 20 or 30 years. This amount of tailwind we have in AI and the robotics and cloud and data centers and this growth of these companies. So to me, the opportunity cost to say, well, I'm diversified and you're sitting in pharmaceutical stocks going sideways or sitting in some other areas kind of going sideways because all in the name of diversification is not what we do at Mahoney Asset Management. So again, it sounds counterintuitive to tell people not to diversify. I'm not really suggesting that, but if you want to kind of go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'm telling you, you're not going to hit the opportunity cost of missing this left lane, this fast lane, this growth lane that happens once every 20, 30 years. Opportunity costs are very real.
No, I think so too. And that's something you have to stress.
You have to stress, and we'll be back, and hopefully we can stress out any listeners after these messages.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Ken's book for a long time, but maybe you weren't close to retirement. That kept you from calling. If you plan to retire in 2025 or within the next few years, pick up the phone and call today to get your copy of Ken Mahoney's book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire, to see if you are on course or off course. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. The book is free for the first 20 callers. You know, Ken has developed a GPS for your retirement to help you see where you are at and has helped hundreds of people plan for retirement. I've read the book, found it insightful. You should too. 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. The first 20 callers get the book for free. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. Each chapter builds on one another to put you and your loved ones in a better position financially. Here we go for the first 20 callers right now. Call 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101 for Ken Mahoney's book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have, like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time, 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, you know, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 825 after the traffic on the Mike Bennett Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bales Show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news with the indexes Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here, right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling Mahoney, MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. Articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of, we put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign for a newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. Unless it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com.
So right before the break, so we were taking our listening audience to a place where, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo in the 401k, 403b, no, especially if you're going to be dollar cost average, maybe get matching, it's longer term. To us, you should really go where the earnings are. When companies have strong earnings, they do a lot of good things. They buy back stock, they raise dividends, they bring on talent. I don't know, they buy their competitors, all kinds of cool things happen. But I want you to kind of add a little bit more to this conversation, because it's really important, because everybody always asks, how do you allocate? Am I over diversified? And we're kind of dropping the microphone in the last break and saying, yeah, I think we're seeing too many people over diversify and missing once every 20, 30 year type of move you have, especially in technology.
Yeah, I think there's a Warren Buffett quote about diversification, and it more or less says, you know, diversification is, it masks some like ignorance that you don't know much about fundamentals of companies, or you're not in tune with the market essentially. So I think that's interesting. And everyone's always talking about Warren Buffett because he is, you know, quote unquote, the greatest investor of all time.
The GOAT.
Which I don't even think that's a quote unquote. It just is. So he basically just says that investors who understand the businesses and their economics should concentrate in those few wonderful businesses, right? So
right. Sometimes you only had 7 or 8 stocks. Again, we're not recommending this to be careful what we say on the radio, but we just want you to kind of think through this a little bit differently in this time. Again, there was times in the past, I've been doing this 36 years and dog's life is like, you know, 200 years, you said, right?
Yep.
Where that's the traditional asset allocation works. Bond rates were coming down, money was kind of more spread out. But look, innovation drives investment, investment drives innovation, and now it's a race to get cloud, you know, for all these big companies. It's a race to get these chips. So it's, things have changed. So there was a time, once upon a time, to do this kind of asset allocation. But I think in this environment for some time, with the tailwinds that we have, that be careful not to over-diversify.
Yep.
We beat that up pretty good, didn't we, Connor? We're like this is like a whack-a-mole. Remember,
I think that's like we just whacked it pretty hard, yeah.
Gave the mallet and he whack it. And
there's also Stanley Druckenmiller. He's a good one too. He's a really prolific investor. And made a lot of money at hedge funds and stuff. I think his quote was, put a few eggs in one basket and watch that basket very closely.
Yeah, that's a good one. We like that too.
Same type of thing.
Cool. So we did the microphones drop. All right, what else are you getting a bag of trips? Felix the Cat.
Sure. Okay. So what do you think about international stocks? I know China went on a good run in 2025 for maybe part of the summer. And we usually are the ones poo-pooing China stocks.
Wow, I'm going to do a macro. I'm going to do another whack-a-mole here on this one. Again, I don't hear these questions ahead of time. So I don't have any clients in international funds. Again, so even if you make money in a local market, there's always that currency translation. That's always a problem. The best companies, and I'm going to name them, and I'm not telling you to buy or sell them. I'm just saying the best companies in the world. In the world, not the U.S., in the world, Apple and Microsoft and NVIDIA, Amazon, all these names, okay, are the best. We don't need to go to, again, there was times in the 1990s where U.S. companies weren't growing as much and more attractiveness overseas. But again, that pendulum swung and it's been swinging in a direction of the U.S. In fact, a lot of sovereign funds, as they're called, around the world invest in U.S. markets. So no, I don't believe in international funds. You know, if you say, hey, I want 5% of portfolio, fine. I'm not going to argue that, but go where the pin action is. And that's right here in the U.S. We are the best.
Yeah.
I got my pom-poms too, though no one can see it. This is radio.
I was recently writing an article. We got asked by the Business Insider or Business.
Either one of those two. UK publication. Yeah.
And my main point was, and I was comparing the US to other kind of countries or economic systems, maybe like the EU, who overregulates, we believe. But right. Basically, there's like four pillars why US markets thrive, because you have venture and private equity funding. So it's easy to get funding to start a business. That's kind of the point. And then we also have like fantastic education system. And then people know right. that we have a strong economy. So people come here to work and do like research and development. And there's a lot of new ideas, and there's people are like have entrepreneurial spirit. And then since we already have had that system for a long time, with those said companies, the big ones, they invest back into R&D. They acquire companies, they help them grow, creates a lot of jobs, and they share through like open source, you know, like right. NVIDIA shares its technology. Yeah. And then we also just have a regulatory environment where technologies are able to emerge and they're regulated later. Whereas Europe, they're just extremely scared of any new technology that ever comes out.
Oh my gosh.
They just regulate like crazy. So
yeah, I want to talk about this a little bit and come back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. You may have heard me talk about it before. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, AI, Gaza, Strip, trade, tariffs. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? How about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back together like your mother or father's retirement was. The first 10 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101 until the book runs out. Now, this is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and not filled with financial jargon to just confuse you even more. If you listen to Ken's GPS for your finances Sunday morning here on WHUD, it's a perfect companion to what he covers. Take control of what you can control and call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. One last time, 845-371-0101.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
Welcome back to GPS for Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you. Thank you for the work that you do. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning, right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike Bennett Show. It's in around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home. Yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there, from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com.
So right before the break, we were dissecting about international funds, and we took the whack-a-mole. I guess that's our thing in the segment. The whack and said, I don't like it. You know, it kind of reminds me, China duplicates. They duplicate our stuff, and we don't go there, but that's not nice what they do. Europe regulates, and seriously, it is unbelievable amount of regulation in Europe. It's like, okay, so you get more market share, you grow your company, and the reward you get is usually a $40 million fine from the EU. So basically, the old saying goes, China duplicates, Europe regulates, and US innovates. And it's so true. The reason why we've had so much success in our markets compared to other markets around the world, especially now, is because our US companies, for the most part, have had less regulation, able to kind of grow. Again, we don't want monopolies, we get that. But EU, every time a company does well, it's anti-competitive, fine, and they're stuck. And money capital leaves the UK. Capital leaves other places around the world and comes to the US because of that. I feel better now. I feel much better now. Oh, no. All right, so what else we have for questions this week? Oh, the bubbleologist. I'm gonna let you take. I know we talked about it, but I'm gonna let you take this from the bubbleologists that are out there.
Once we finally have that OpenAI company become an IPO and do some crazy blow off move, or we have like 10 or 12 IPOs a week where every, you know, someone says they're AI, no different than the .com era. I think that's when we start to really get signs of it. And I think there was another show we talked about, when does the market make major U-turns? Usually it's at beginning or end of years. So, you know, maybe just be more cautious at the end of 2025 and into 2026. But at the same token, this could last longer than we expect. In 1999, the NASDAQ doubled, right? Imagine a double from here. That would be insane. So you don't know how high it could go, really, before we run into some major problems. And like we talked about earlier, you know, the AMD CEO, NVIDIA CEO, saying this is like a 8 to 10 year build out. We're like in year two.
And she was giddy saying that, too. I remember watching that interview on Bloomberg, I think it was, you know. So around the mid-1990s, to remind our listeners, you know, it was business to consumers. And it was exciting. The internet, the birth of the internet, all of us experienced it. We got the computer with the Pentium chip. I got one of those gateway computers, came in a box, which had cows on it. People remember that? Yes, probably nodding your head. So, you know, Ken Mahoney buys his computer for home, maybe one for the office, whatever. And printers, and it's $1,000. All right, nothing wrong with that, but that's business to consumer. What we're seeing here in this cycle, though, which is no comparison to mid-1990s, is the amount of revenue, the contract. Seriously, a $30 billion contract, you know, doesn't even make the headlines anymore. A $10 billion contract, you know, with, let's say, a chip maker and another company, barely makes headlines. I mean, you're talking $50 billion contracts, $100 billion contracts. It's a lot different than business to consumer, where I bought my $1,000 computer, you can get it. We're business to business, and that's a huge difference. Doesn't mean this will end at some point, but just too many people are sitting on the sidelines and naysayers and so forth, and they're missing out on, again, almost a once-in-a-lifetime kind of move here. But I just want to share with the listening audience today, you know, working through the mid-1990s, late 90s, the biggest difference is these are real earnings versus the .com, which was like, oh, we got a lot of eyeballs this week. Oh, we had 1,000 clicks. Oh, we had 10,000 clicks. How about the revenue? Oh, we had 40,000. Well, what about the revenue? You know, so
right.
This is real revenue. It's not business to consumer. It's business to business.
That's true. There is actual revenue. A lot of companies that are you know, appreciating value this year, it's the revenue continues to go up with it. So,
so many good things to have to share.
That's a different correlation than 1999.
All right. So it looks like we have time for one more question.
All right. So what are some resources that you use day to day, or books that you like as a investment advisor, you know, overlooking lots and lots of money?
Yeah, lots of money. I'm going to let you answer that. This is the Connor Mahoney You Answer First segment.
This may sound crazy, but on X/Twitter, there are lots of people who do a lot of research and put it out for free, because then they will try to sell it to you. And we do pay for some different research. But that's a resource I'm on all the time. There's this one guy we follow and talk to, and he is extremely smart. He does quantitative, like, data stuff for the market. He shares a lot of goodies and statistics. So that actually, and it's all basically free. So I'm on that definitely every day. I also use platforms to look at charts and different, you know, stock quotes and stuff. So that's obviously pretty important.
A lot of resources.
Bloomberg. Yeah, there's a ton.
Yeah, Twitter's a great resource too. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of great newsletters on there. Over the years of doing radio and TV, I met kind of say Wall Street's a small street. It's true. I mean, so I have a great network of people that we put newsletters together and we share things together. I think for the average public, though, Barron's is great. It is somewhat sophisticated. It comes out on Saturdays, but it's a good weekly instead of doing it every day. We're kind of running out of time here, but we definitely, there's so many resources out there, so many good stuff. And actually,
one really good one. I understand it's called MahoneyGPS.com. Did you hear that comment? That's okay. For information, we try to reconcile all the information and give it to you. Well, time goes way too fast on these Sundays. You know, Connor, it's my favorite time of the week, or to spend time with you, Connor, and our listening audience. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.